two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Eric Griffin and I ate pizza last night.
No, I know. You guys ate pizza, but then after you ate pizza, he ate again with us.
No. He had two gigantic slices of pepperoni and jalapeno pizza. And then I go, you want more? You go, oh, no, man, good.
And you didn't finish yours, and he finished yours.
He finished then mine.
I know, he told me that.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
And I go, he did a yawn.
Yeah, he got...
He went, oh, man.
I'm so full
and tired, Bobby. Right? I go, where you going? He goes, I'm going home.
Yeah, he didn't go home.
He went to get more tacos.
Well, because I brought up Kevin Hart last night. Do you know that? You know Kevin came to the store?
Yeah, I heard.
So I brought up Kevin. Then he was at the
Laugh Factory because Spencer wanted me to go say hi to him at the Laugh Factory. I didn't go.
And then they showed up at the store.
They showed up at the store.
I brought him on.
Uh-huh.
And the crowd thought I was kidding. Because he didn't get on stage for 3 minutes. I stood with the curtain open for 3 minutes.
That's hilarious.
So people were laughing because I kept going like this. They thought it was really funny. They thought,
somebody got bumped.
Yeah.
Who got bumped?
Well, Lisa Traeger never showed up.
She canceled.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
And then...
It's a couple of... Don.
And then...
Yeah.
And
Stephen Fury.
Stephen Fury got bumped.
Yeah, yeah. Funny guy, though.
You know what he said? In the green room to Kevin Hart? Did you hear this? This is really funny.
What did Stephen Fury say?
Stephen goes, you don't have a arena you can go play? Or...
No, did he really?
Swear to God.
He is so funny,
dude.
I love
that
Steven.
That dude's so funny.
You don't have an arena that you want
to
go play?
But he said it like kind of like, I wasn't right. There. He said it again to me. Chris Spencer was like, it was very funny.
Yeah.
But I guess he said it. He was like, so you don't, there's no, there's no Scotiabank. You can't go do the United Center or the
right.
Fucking the crypto.com isn't open tonight. And then he went on so Griff stayed, watched Kevin's set.
Yeah.
And then came outside. I was outside with Fahim. And Aristotle.
Aristotle's in town?
He told me not to tell you. Fuck. He told me not to tell you.
Why did he tell
you? You know what? That's really weird. I'm going to call him right now. But he did say, don't tell
Bobby.
Does
he hate me?
I don't think he hates you. I don't know if he likes you.
But that's not good.
But those are two different things.
I know, but I'd rather be one or the other. I don't want to be in the middle.
I don't know. Being in the middle is kind of fun.
I don't like it, no.
You shake it up a little bit.
No, because I have to like prove myself.
How about this? Do you like her or hate her? Rudy.
I love Rudy.
I know, but you don't like her.
I hate her.
See?
Yeah, I hate her.
So you love her, but you hate her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's in the middle.
I see how that works.
All right, let's call Stott and see why he didn't pick up.
Yeah. He's going to go, hey, I'm on SNL now. Don't put me on the fucking...
He's been acting real...
I know, I can tell.
Like he's a hot shot.
I wanted to say something. I'm going to ask him something.
I watched the Beatles documentary, by the way.
I heard it was amazing. I gotta force her to do it.
Your call has been.
Fuck him.
She's Yoko to us, 100%.
Oh, she's Yoko.
There's
for
a scene. There's
she's
a scene,
Yoko to everyone.
There's a scene where they're. Do you know who the Beatles are?
Yeah, but I don't understand who Yoko is.
Bring up a picture of Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono literally destroyed the Beatles.
No, she didn't. She made it better.
Oh, really?
Her singing's amazing. Come on, dude.
So Yoko Ono, right there. Yoko married John Lennon.
Yeah,
and forced. The Beatles to literally shatter.
They were already shattering a bit.
He said, I got to call you back. So he'll call us back.
Oh, he's talking to his high-powered agent now?
Dude,
since
he went to New York,
yeah, he's been different.
Yeah, he smokes a pipe now.
He
walks Fifth Avenue and smokes a pipe.
Like Moriarty?
Moriarty. He's getting a little too famous.
Yeah.
A little too big. No, but here's what happened.
So then...
Explain Yoko Ono to her and what Yoko really is.
So Yoko was an artist.
Yeah.
She was a street artist from Japan.
Correct.
She met John in New York, I believe. Mm-hmm. He wandered into some, you know what I mean, exhibition.
Somewhere in the village, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And they met. And she knew who he was, but she was really confident.
I think she's just eclectic is a good word.
Yeah.
So she probably didn't care.
She didn't care. So anyway, they start dating and she starts showing up at rehearsals. She's everywhere.
Kind of like
you are.
You.
Yeah.
To us.
And then she started giving notes. Now if the Beatles were let me ask you something. If the Beatles were like on their first album,
yeah.
That's one thing.
Even still.
But they had already done Revolver, Rubber Soul. I mean, just Sergeant Pepper. I mean,
they had done everything.
Everything already.
Yeah.
Like, right.
They were the Beatles at
now,
this point.
Now, cut to, they have 4 or 5 hit records. She's in the fuck. I don't like that.
Not good.
Paul, you don't sing now, right? John, he does triple harmony, right? Ringo, go take nap, right? So Ringo has to take a nap. And I don't even know where the, what's the other guy's name?
George.
Yeah. Oh, George.
She doesn't know who he is.
She doesn't even know.
Who George?
Which one I met? You've met him 1,000 times.
It's right. He's right there.
Oh, you're George.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, what do you do, George?
What? I write the music. The fuck?
I know.
How insane.
But that's who she was.
Yeah, she didn't care. Yeah.
And so now you're George and these guys are like, oh, you're in. She's
There's
not-
a scene where she's reading a newspaper in the middle of their shit. A fucking full on.
She doesn't
give a fuck.
Give a fuck.
She's with the Beatles.
Yeah.
Imagine you're okay, you know what this is to you? Imagine you start dating one of the guys in, what's the group that you love?
One Direction.
And you're giving One Direction notes on song and you're just fucking them off the whole time. You're on
right, you're
iPad.
Dating Harry Styles now, right?
No, give her someone else. She
no,
can't.
Harry!
You can't get
you
Harry.
You can't get Harry.
You can't get Harry.
Who's the fifth guy?
Bring up the guys.
Is there a fifth guy? Let's see which one Jules
dude,
got.
You can't get
you don't
Harry.
Get
you
Harry.
Can't
He's
get
leading
Harry?
Man!
You're nuts.
You're not leading
you're
women.
You're nuts, dude.
Yeah. You're nuts, dude.
All right, bring
Let's
up
go.
The boys. So
Zane?
Here we go.
No. Oh, I'll pick.
Slow down.
Right. I'll fucking
Slow
pick.
Down. Left to right. Can you name them? Name the boys left
to
right.
Yeah. Can you zoom it in? I want to know.
Niall.
That white one. Okay.
Niall, Zane, Louis, Liam, Harry.
Niall is left. Zane, Louis, Liam, Harry.
Yeah.
All right. So let's...
I say Liam.
Liam is in the green shirt.
Shirt, yeah.
Even you, yes?
Yeah.
But also,
what's the brown one's name?
That's Zane. The brown one. That's Zane.
Zane?
Maybe the brown one?
See, the brown one would look at her and go, I should be with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can do better.
Yeah.
He could do better. And I think he'd leave you for Liam or not.
Like the brown one would spit on you. The other whites wouldn't.
Well, the other whites would hit you.
They would hit you, but not spit on you.
That's correct.
Yeah, because the brown
one. Can I just have Harry?
No, you
no,
cannot
you can't
have Harry.
You can't have Harry!
That's insane to think that you can get that guy.
We have Harry.
We have Harry.
Yeah.
We're okay, Louis. Harry. Louis in the middle.
No, you don't get Louis. I know that one. You don't get that one.
No, you don't get
He's
Louis.
He's second either. In command. No, which was the Ringo? Which was the Ringo of the group?
I feel like it's the guy you named.
Yeah, you got the green shirt.
What's his name again?
Liam.
Yeah, you're for sure. And what's his last name?
Payne.
He's yours.
Liam Payne, that's yours.
He's yours. Right, you can have him. By the way,
now they've already.
You and I do have. You and I are sharing Harry, right?
Right.
Okay.
But
just for reference.
But honestly,
yeah.
He has two tattoos, right?
Mm-hmm.
The upper body says, yeah, AS, right? And the bottom body says BL. All right. So always remember my territory.
I know. I understand.
I'm waist down.
I'll respect that.
All right, good.
You respect mine.
Right. And not
when I'm
gay
in
way.
There,
not
when
in
I'm
gay
in
way.
There,
not, we're not doing this gay.
It's not gay.
It's not sexual or gay.
No, it's just buddy
Can
stuff.
Can you
no,
share?
No.
Can you share?
Do you share anything with us ever?
My food.
When?
Tacos.
Yeah, your cold
you're
Taco
cold
Bell that they fucking, the fucking prop Taco Bell fucking that's been here for 3 weeks.
Propo Bell that you brought
Propo Bell. You want us to eat that shit?
Still, you have to share.
No.
Anyway, you get fucking what, I don't, can't even remember his name ever.
Payne.
Liam Payne.
You get him.
Okay.
So listen, here's the deal.
They did two albums. You're not coming in, right?
They're international fucking superstars.
You're in the recording studio, right? Right? Now, let's say we're One Direction. We're playing, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to stop us and correct us.
Okay.
All right? If you want to be my midnight girl, you will always be my midnight girl.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
Bobby,
what? Yeah?
Can you make your voice a little bit louder and make it more pleasant?
Oh, all right. Sound guy, he wants it more louder and pleasant.
Let's
Ready?
Go again.
Right,
one,
go again.
Two, three, go.
Do you want to be... Sorry, my bad.
That's okay.
Sorry, can we get another shot?
I didn't say scream.
She didn't say scream.
Whose bitch is this?
No. Calm down. It's okay.
No, I'm Zane. I'm Zane.
Oh, you're Zane?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Zane. Do you want to be my midnight girl? Do you want to be my midnight girl?
Zane.
You want Andrew to sing it?
Zane,
sing it?
I have to sing it.
I should have been Niall. He's Irish.
Yeah, Niall.
Okay, Niall,
you sing it.
You have to sing it. More lively, though. You look angry all the time.
Imagine.
Imagine.
I would quit. I would have quit her.
That's how the album Imagine came. That's where the song Imagine
came
from.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Imagine.
Because she was given notes and they looked at each other like, can you fucking imagine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That we're going to take notes from this fucking
version? Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'll sing.
All right.
Here we go. Do you want to be my midnight girl? Do you want to be my midnight girl?
That's better.
All right.
Better than me?
So I'm the lead now.
Yeah.
Can I get one more shot?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to be my midnight girl? Do you want to be my midnight girl?
That's pretty good.
No.
Still not good enough?
Fuck! I did exactly what he did!
I want Niall to lead.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, and now after
so what does she do? What has she already figured out about what she?
She's pitting two people against each other.
What did she already figure out about what she did to the Beatles? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She put a wedge in between these.
That's
exactly
clever.
What she did.
That's fucking.
You don't even know, and you know exactly
you know
what she did.
How to do it?
So she wedged between the group members. They started to resent each other. Therein lies the end of the Beatles.
Right. So and then you know what you probably also do is what's the her boyfriend is who?
Liam.
When Liam's not around. Mm-hmm. She says compliments.
Yeah, she goes up.
She goes up to other people.
She goes up to you.
I think you know you're cute too. You know, nice. I mean, if I hadn't met Liam,
you have nice butt.
Yeah, yeah,
nice butt.
Yeah, and they're like, what the fuck? Maybe some of them buy it. They get a little hard.
Oh, have a nice.
Yeah,
oh, have a nice butt.
And then that's another wedge.
And when they get hard, and I walk in, and she goes, he's hard. What happened? He's
right,
hard.
Right. Extra sabotage.
Right.
So Liam walks back in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Liam's going to the bathroom. Let's start from before. Right. How was it? Baby, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
That's good.
All right. Bye. I leave. Now you say your compliment to him.
Niall, I love your voice so much.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thanks.
Your biceps.
Thanks a lot.
Your biceps are really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been working on them. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. Great. Wonderful.
Ah, the bathroom was nice.
No, what? I've got a boner.
Yeah.
What? Niall has a boner.
No, no.
He has a boner?
No, she.
Because of me. Because of me.
No.
He got a boner because of you.
No, he flirted.
He flirted with you.
No.
I'm finished.
No.
I'm finished.
No.
You red fuck.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
See what happens?
See. Wow.
That's exactly how it happened.
Very good. Very good.
So now you learn about Yoko Ono. That's who she is.
Can I just say this too, though? Is...
Play a little bit of Yoko singing.
No, just stop for a second. Don't even do that yet, all right? Is this that Sean Lennon,
John's son.
So Yoko and John had a son.
Sean.
Named Sean. I'm a huge fan of his.
He's dope.
He's a great musician. He sounds just like his dad. Super talented guy.
Yeah.
And there was a time where him and I were...
DMing
each other on Instagram, right?
Cool, very cool.
And I'm
cool.
Like, holy fuck. So then Jeremiah Watkins... That's Sean Lennon.
That's Sean.
Jeremiah Watkins asked me to do his podcast, and he has a Yoko Ono wig, right? And so I put the Yoko Ono wig, and I do the thing, you know what I mean? And we do the impression.
They're there.
Ever since I did that impression on his show, he won't DM me back. So I don't want to make fun of his mom. I think it's because I'm making fun of his mom.
We just did it for about 5 minutes.
I understand
minutes.
That, but I don't want to continue because maybe there's still a chance.
Doubt it?
Probably not.
I doubt it. At this point.
I killed it.
Yeah.
I love him so much, though.
Does he know that we're comedians? This is half of the fun.
And also, probably a lot of it's in my mind.
A lot of it's in our minds.
Probably it's in my mind.
But it's real.
It's definitely real.
It's 100%.
He hates me.
So
I lose sleep over it. I know. But I'm a huge... That's his mom. But Sean... He has another son named Julian.
Mm-hmm.
And Julian has one of my favorite songs of all time.
What is it? Why don't you sing it for us, Julian?
It's... Give me the lyrics... I don't need this music, but I just need the lyrics. I can sing you the whole song.
Well, give it to me. I mean, we can't.
Give me the lyrics.
What's the song name?
Saltwater.
Oh. Julian Lennon, Saltwater.
Yeah. And if you listen to the lyrics, it really means a lot.
All right. Here you go.
Right?
Here's the lyrics right here.
All right. So but I need it.
He needs
way
it to be
zoom.
185 font yeah. for him to read it, which we made fun of. Me and we'll talk about that later.
We are a rock revolving around a golden sun. We are a billion children rolled into one. So when I hear about the hole in the sky, salt water wells in my eyes.
Oh, this is a...
Yeah, it's about the environment.
It's a good song.
Yeah, yeah. And he's been singing about it since the 80s, so he knew about it.
So he knew that
about the
earth
ozone,
was...
About the earth. I'll even read you another line. We can learn something from the song, right?
Love it.
We climb the highest mountain. We make the desert bloom. We're so ingenious we can walk on the moon.
Well, maybe.
But when I hear of how the forests have died. He knew about the trees. They were dying back then.
Well, yeah. I
mean, he's a whistleblower.
Well, we were deforesting for a long
time. I know, but he knew about it. He was whistleblowing, dude.
Everybody did know about
it. No, he didn't.
Okay, I think
he was the first guy.
Okay, he was?
Listen to the lyrics, dude. Okay. It tells on itself. Ready? What's more? The forest have died. So what? I have lived for love. But now that's not enough, for the world I love is dying, and now I'm crying, and time is not a friend, no friend of mine, a friend's we're out of time, and it's slowly anyway, I don't want to sing the whole song, but
I don't like this song.
Why?
I just, you know.
It's, he's a guy.
So much stuff about.
I know, but he back in the day, we didn't know about the environment back in the 80s.
And yet we did.
And we did it. And he was like, oh, I'm going to write a song like my daddy did.
Did he have an accent?
What, Julian?
Isn't he from New York?
No, Julian has an accent.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is he born in England?
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yeah.
His other son was born in
the
here.
The planet's dying and my dad used to sing about it. I'm going to sing one. And
can you imagine if you would get a British.
I would never get one.
A role on a British show?
I would get fired day one. They're table
like,
read.
They're like, Bobby, fired. Bobby, look, all you have to do is come in the room, right? And tell the king that his horses are ready. That's the scene. That's all we want you to do.
Yeah.
You got to have a British accent, bud, because it's back then. Okay? So, and action.
The horses are dying.
No, first of all, they're ready. They're not dying. The horses are ready.
What's the line?
The horses.
I'm so nervous because, you know, I'm an English actor.
Yeah.
And I love Benedict Cumberbatch. I know he's in this.
He's in this movie. They're in this movie.
In the scene, actually.
They're in the scene. They're sitting at the table. Right.
What's the line again? I'm sorry. I know I read the script, but all my favorite.
Your Highness.
Your Highness.
The horses are ready.
The horses are ready.
All right. You ready?
I'm
ready.
Here
we go. And action.
Your Highness.
Yes, my liege.
Your horses are ready.
Why do we...
Sorry, can I get it again? I'm a huge fan, by the way, Benedict. Hey, can I get another shot? So that's it.
That's it. You're fired immediately.
That's it? I get two shots at it.
It was so bad.
You do it.
Okay. Right? Ready?
Well, can I have conversations with my kid?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, so how's your tea this morning?
Already, that guy's getting fired. Are you a new guy?
I know, but can I say this?
Yeah.
Since the camera's on you,
yeah.
And I'm doing the reverse,
yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter how I sound.
You're right.
Right?
All
right. Because when you do turn the camera around to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to nail it.
You didn't even get into I'm getting into my character, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because you have a hunchback.
Well, I know. I live out in the barn.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I know who I am. All right, ready?
Sweetie, how is your tea and crumpets?
My lord.
Hello. 1 second, please.
My lord.
Sweetie, I'm talking to the queen.
The horses.
I know. Hold on a second.
My lord, the horses.
Hello. Hold on.
They're ready. So sweet. The horses, my lord, are ready.
Are you saying the horses are ready?
The horses. They're ready.
Yeah.
I've put new shoes on them.
Sweetie, good news. The horses are ready.
You think I could nibble on a chicken bone?
Listen.
But that was good.
But this is the director now.
He's asking for more lines.
No improvising.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No improvising. Aaron Sorkin wrote this?
Oh, I apologize.
Word for word.
Right to the book.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Now, very good. Scene's over. You can go back to your trailer.
Oh, am I fired?
No. You're hot.
I'm hot. I did.
We're rewriting the script about you. The whole movie's about you now. You know how one line, you changed it.
I took it to the top.
They're all fired.
You're firing
Benedict and Kate.
Can
yeah.
You imagine?
The whole movie's you.
And it's just me on the poster.
Yeah. And then there'll be like stories about it, right? He did one line.
And it
changed the fucking fabric of show business history.
Those black interviews where the celebrities are sitting there and it's all black and they're like, what it did was more than art. It was revolutionary. It was life changing. And they cut to me going, the horses are ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to do a British role once. I would love to. I want to try one time for something like that.
Well, you're good at accents.
Yeah, but I would do Cockney. I can't do like proper British is tough. Like you know how fancy is. He's fancy Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, like that's harder to do than. Well, what's the other way to say it, fans?
Less fancy Spanish?
Less fancy Spanish. Ooh. Less fancy Spanish. Street Spanish. He doesn't speak street Spanish. You know that, right? Like in Mexico, you could tell. People use street terms when they were talking to him. He doesn't use those words.
That's interesting. I've never, because, you know, in America, we obviously, we all speak American, right? English, I mean.
No, you're right. The first
I speak
time.
American. You guys speak English.
I speak American, too.
Yeah. We speak English, right?
No, we speak American.
Anywho,
the
right.
British speak the English.
But in Spain, obviously, in different parts of the country, they mm-hmm. have different dialects
yeah.
and accents.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure because we also have our, like, the urban guy.
We have dialects.
We have urban dialects.
Southern.
Does Spanish have an urban dialect? So come in here.
Fancy,
come in here.
No, tell us from there. He's on camera.
Yeah. So
there.
You're like, you're a Spanish hip-hop music producer.
You trying to just say a black Spanish guy?
No, he's white. But you know how some white, like... I did a thing in Korea for JYP.
What is that?
JYP is like the Puff Daddy of Korea.
JYP?
Yeah.
Can we get him on the show?
He's in Korea, but... So he called me and he goes, years ago, he goes, yo, what's up, dude? And I go, excuse me? Yo, what's up, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I go, dude, who? Do you, bro, what's up?
What's up, dude?
And I go, who's this? JYP, dog, what's going on? Right? I go, who are you? I'm just the Puff Daddy of Korea.
He's the Puff Daddy
Dude,
of Korea.
He flies me first class.
JYP, let me see. JYP,
he flies me first class.
To Korea.
That's when I did the fucking music video for the female group.
Oh, right.
You saw photos of that.
It's because
already.
Of JYP.
JYP did it.
JY Park?
Yeah.
So this guy is P. Diddy.
Yeah, that's the P. Diddy.
Wow.
That's my boy. So, like, you know, even Koreans have a guy that has slang. That's the slang guy. So the Spanish people have that guy.
Do you have that, Vance?
Yeah, they're called Mexicans.
That's so... Wait. That joke is so good.
So good.
That joke is so good. It made me not laugh.
It was so good.
It made me so jealous
of that
joke. It
was so good, I
that
paused.
Joke, I paused and I let it absorb. That is so fucking funny.
Here's
dude.
What I want for the edit.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I want you to loop that clip 4 or 5 times over and over.
Over again.
Yeah, they're called Mexicans.
Yeah.
How serious?
Seriously funny.
Woo! Very
Woo,
good.
Dude.
Very good, fans. Is this guy, how do you think about JYP? Do you like this guy?
No.
Do you know who he is?
He's 60 years old in that photo. He looks pretty good to me.
Wait, do you know who this man is?
No, but his eyebrows seem like Angry Birds.
He does look like an Angry
yes,
Bird.
Angry Bird.
He looks like an Angry Bird.
JYP is an Angry Bird now. But look at him.
Will you side by side an Angry Bird picture with that?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. So good.
So dead on.
Which Angry Bird does he look like? The yellow one?
Yeah, I think
don't
the
because he's Asian. Don't do that.
Let me have that.
It's funny. Okay. Another good one.
Come on, 2 for 2. Another one. We're
Mexicans and now fucking yellow. I love
He's
it.
He's not the red one.
No, it's that one. Yeah, the eyebrows. It's the red one.
No, the yellow one.
The yellow.
Where's the yellow one?
Let me see. Go right there. It's in the middle. Bam. Right, middle. Down. Middle. There. Boom. Zoom in.
Yeah.
That's JYP.
That's JYP.
That is it. That's JYP.
JYP right there. The little yellow one. I think still the red.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I think she's right with you. Oh, that's yellow.
Yellow.
It's the yellow guy.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll go yellow. I don't know why we're arguing against it, but why is that even a thing?
Because she's hitting a couple of home runs this episode.
Very good.
She knows
home
what
runs.
She's doing.
Yeah, very
what
good.
What have you been up to? Are you going back to Hawaii?
Yeah.
You guys just buy a house there. You guys are there every fucking week.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you're there so much. Why don't you just go move there?
I don't know. I think Kalila won't buy.
Can you go to school? You go to school out there. My neighbor goes to school in Hawaii. My neighbor's daughter goes to school in Hawaii.
She lives here?
Well, her parents live here, but she's in college right now. She goes to college.
Oh,
out
college
there.
Out there.
Why don't you go to college out there?
I want to.
No, because we cover this.
Yeah, but we'll just fly her back. If she flies back every week anyway, what's the
she
difference?
She does, yeah. And no, you're happy at your college now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pff, that sounded so fake.
I mean, she's not doing anything.
Are you meeting anybody?
No.
Any boys?
No.
Any girlfriends?
One girlfriend.
One girlfriend?
She went to the Harry Styles concert with?
Yeah.
Oh, that girl. That's who you went with. Yeah.
Liquid IV. This is my favorite thing because I love water, but I love it more with Liquid IV. Liquid
it tastes
IV
so much better with Liquid
so much
IV.
Better. You're getting so much of the electrolytes and nutrition.
It really is so much better. They got good flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, strawberry, piña colada.
Yeah.
One stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster, more efficiently than water alone. It's very good.
Sometimes I'm at Whole Foods and I wait in that line.
Yeah.
And I see the liquid IV and I feel like it's family.
It's calling you.
It goes, it's calling me, and I want to turn to everyone and go, hey guys, this is my thing. You know what I mean?
This is my thing.
My thing. Yeah.
This is part of our thing. One stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster, more efficiently than water alone contains 5 essential vitamins. B3, B5, B6, B12,
and
vitamin C.
B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C.
All right, with 3 times the electrolytes in traditional sports drinks, they're made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. They're so good. They've also donated over 19 million servings globally to people in need. That's incredible. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code
BADFRIENDS
at checkout.
Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo call. Code Bad Friends.
That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code
BadFriends
at liquidiv.com.
ButcherBox. Send me the meat. Send me the meat.
Neat.
I love
meat. Send me the meat. Send me the meat.
And when ButcherBox sends me the meat, dude, I get meat.
I get meat.
The best meat.
I have so much ButcherBox, man. It's been awesome. They source their meat from partners with the highest standards of quality. No more searching the grocery store for 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken.
Go to your
wild-caught seafood.
Go to
and
your
more.
Local. Go to your local. Grocery store.
Sure.
Grab some meat.
Yeah.
Then order some ButcherBox.
Yeah.
Compare the two.
Compare the two.
They're not the
not
same.
Not even close.
They're
this is high quality.
Thing, high quality.
It's not even close. My favorite thing about ButcherBox is that it's high quality. The quality is genuinely my thing, because I don't like buying meat at the grocery store anymore. It's not that good sometimes. But ButcherBox, you're guaranteed to get high quality beef. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high quality meat right to your home. Free shipping in the continental United States. No antibiotics. No added hormones. It is really good meat, and it's 8 to 14 pounds of meat.
I love
the
pork chops and their chicken, too.
I like the chicken, but I'm a big red meat guy. Give me the steaks. You know I like the steaks. For a limited time, ButcherBox is offering new members a great deal for the new year. Sign up at ButcherBox.com/badfriends. ButcherBox.com/badfriends. You'll receive the ultimate New Year's bundle in your first box. This deal includes ground beef, chicken thighs, and pork butt. That's what
that's
I call
more than 7 pounds of meat added to your first day for free.
Get this New Year's bundle before it's gone by going to ButcherBox.com/badfriends. That's more than 7 pounds of meat added to your first box free. Get this New Year's bundle. All right, last night we had a nice dinner.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. I'm being genuine right now.
Well, so last night
you picked
night,
up the tab for Jinpachi, which was not cheap.
Well, I didn't even know. I was a little shocked when I got the fucking thing. Because so Nick Swartzen's in town.
He's back living in L.A. again.
Back living in L.A. Yeah, he was away for years.
A year and a half.
And I had to go say hi. So we went and had sushi at Jinpachi. And like an idiot, I went. And I only had two things. I ordered like really light things. Like I'll have one yellow.
You had one cut roll and one piece of sushi.
Right. And like an idiot, I go, I'll take the tab.
And Swartzen looked at me and was like, what is he doing?
Yeah. I know. Immediately, I'm like, I go, I'm your friend. I want to. And then as soon as I did one of those like double glances, I went, I got the bill. I went, but it was good to see him.
It was awesome to see him.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so good. I'm so happy he was back in town. And then we went and did a spot together.
Yeah, and I didn't have a spot, but I came to the improv. And this is what I love about the pandemic being over. It being up there. Because I wasn't going up, and I was up on top of the stairs at the improv to watch Nick go up, right? With all those people, it just made me feel like a part of the community again.
Yeah, it's a little bit more alive again.
It feels good.
It was great.
It's really good to hang out with everyone, you know?
And then when the store was awesome, too. The
store was fun as well, yeah.
But yeah, so we went to go get food after you guys ate pizza. Griff was in the parking lot, and I said, let's go. Fahim said, I'm hungry.
Uh-huh.
And all that's open is like Pink Taco.
Yeah. I like Pink Taco, though.
Yeah, and I said, okay, I'll go over there. I said, I'll have chips and salsa. I already ate sushi.
Yeah.
And Griff was like, well, yeah, I mean, I don't need to eat. I'm not going to drink. And I was like, well, do you want to come hang out? Yeah, fine. So he comes over there. We're hanging out. We're sitting there. He's like.
9 burritos.
He goes, maybe I'll give myself some steak tacos.
That's amazing.
And literally then 2 steak tacos comes. And then chips come and salsa comes.
Yeah.
And then queso comes.
Oh, of course.
And then he plays it off. Dude, he plays it off. He goes like this. He goes, what's that, soup?
Which are he knows what it is.
Soup.
You knew it was queso before they even took it out of the fucking thing.
Dude, and when they put it down, and he was like, I'm going to dip some chips in that soup. And I was like, that's cheese, know, dude. That's not soup. It's so obviously
it's so
cheese.
It's so funny.
Yeah, and then Theo came. We ate some food. It was really good.
Theo showed up too?
Yeah, because he's back in town for a couple days again.
Yeah.
People are coming back a little bit before everyone goes for the holidays.
Yeah, it's
Are you going to go to Arizona, by the way?
After the new year.
What? She got her booster?
No, my mom, it's weird. My mom will go say stuff like, I'll see you in 6 months. Like,
so far away.
Like, she doesn't want to see us physically.
Why?
Because she's a hoarder.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me see. Call her.
Let's call her. Does she really does collect everything in the house? Does she have like a bad habit of like stocking up on stuff and overbuying and all that shit?
Yeah, but she also
Does she have animals too?
No, she has no animals, but she also, you know, she has a
BLM.
Not BLM, not BLM, the other one. BTK.
What is
not BTK? Not the
BTK.
BTS. She has a BTS obsession. You know that.
Yeah.
So she screenshots all day long photos of them online.
I know, you told me. And
she
then
probably
it gets
masturbates.
On your phone.
Then she watches all the Korean dramas, all that stuff. She eats whatever she wants because we send her money, right? And she lives like a queen, but she doesn't want to see us.
How much money do you think you send her?
I already know. I'm the one that sends it.
How much?
Which it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you think of.
Well, she already has money, right? From your dad?
No.
When your dad died, he didn't leave any
money?
He left her money.
Nothing. So for the last 20 years, I've sent her $3,500 a month.
Every month?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's great.
And she doesn't spend a lot, so she just saves it.
Yeah, she's not doing anything.
She's not doing that. Let's call her. She's not going to pick up. There's no way.
Please pick up.
I know.
What's her mom's name?
Jeannie.
Love that.
Jeannie. There's no way she'll pick up.
Please pick up. Her own son? Her own son? The love of her life?
She's looking at it right now. Going,
hey, by the way.
Rolling her eyes.
With every ring, $3,400.
Yeah.
$3,300.
Yeah.
Voicemail?
Hello?
Mom?
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing my podcast with my friend Andrew. In L.A.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Have you Stephen Doe?
No, just me and my friend Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a white piece of shit, Mom.
Yay.
No, that's Jeremiah. She met Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No,
Mom, Jeremiah's ugly, huh?
Yeah, I'm handsome.
He's very yamjane.
Yamjane. He's nice. That's
yeah,
what it means.
That's what you say about ugly people. They're
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till you see me. So, what are you doing right now, Mom? Mom, can you not speak in Korean?
I like that you translate.
Yes, I am.
Wait, can you speak in English?
I can.
Okay, good.
I'm going on a way to Lifetime Fitness.
Lifetime Fitness. She's going to get jacked.
What are you going to do there?
Squats?
Exercise.
What exercise?
What do you do there, Ma?
Swimming and exercise.
Oh, they're two different things.
Yeah, it's the same place.
Oh, the same place.
Do you know that Bobby has never exercised?
No, he exercises every morning to get up, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to just get up.
Yeah. You think me getting up is exercise, Mom?
Oh, yeah. To me, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you go free, my insurance paying.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have to pay $100 a month.
Oh, for the insurance is paying for the membership?
Oh, they're paying for the membership?
Oh, yeah, they pay for me.
Okay, that's great.
Great. What have
you... taking baths and everything there, you know.
Are you still obsessed with the boy band, Mom?
Why?
What's the boy band called?
BTS.
You still obsessed with BTS?
Yeah, they dead?
No, they died, Mom.
It's a bad accident.
They died.
No!
Yeah, they died.
All on a bus.
They were on a bus, Mom, and they just died.
Really?
Yeah. You got to look it up, man. It's really sad.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They all, Mom, they all died.
They are performing right now in Sophia Stadium.
They were dying on the way to the stadium, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, they died. They're on a fire. They're on fire, Mom.
Can you take me next to concert?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. There'll be no one on stage because they're dead. But
no, you do it then. You do it.
Yeah, you. Well, you'll put on the show.
Oh, you want me to do the BTS song?
You'd be a K-pop star.
You could do it.
Okay, I can do. That's
yeah,
what you.
You can do everything.
That's what you've always wanted for me, right?
I'll help you. Okay.
Okay, Mom. Well, Mom, I love you. I'll see you soon. When do you want me to come?
January.
I'll come in January, okay?
Can I come?
Can my friend Andrew come?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just Oma. My friend Andrew in Nemsena. No, I got no more Nemsena. And Oma. Na friend Andrew, go to no more Jokome. you know what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
This is the funniest thing. So I go, Mom, okay. My friend Andrew. No, I'm telling them what you just said. So I said, Mom, Andrew has a small penis in Korean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she said? She goes,
just like
in
you.
In Korean, just like you.
Yeah. I could hear it.
Yes, you could hear it.
Yeah, just like
Mom,
you.
Mom, I love you. I miss you. I'll see you in January, okay?
Yeah, January.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I love you. No, text me every day. I love it. We text each other every day. I love it.
Okay. Love you, baby. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
La, 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 la.
Bye. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Lifetime Fitness.
Lifetime Fitness.
She's getting.
She seems clear though.
She seems happy.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she's losing it.
No, is she? Was she losing it?
No, but all my family members on her side of the family, in the last 3 years of their lives, they get dementia. I know. So, but she's still clear.
How old is she now?
81.
Oh wow, that's getting up there.
Don't make me feel bad.
Well,
she's gonna die.
Maybe January might be
too soon. No, don't say that.
No,
bro. If she dies in December.
Ooh.
It'll, and you said that?
Ooh,
I'm going to blame you,
hey,
bro.
Ooh.
That's my mom impression? Is that what you're doing with your face? It's so fucking racist. So racist.
Did your mom swim laps in the pool? That's incredible. She
what if there was an exchange program where you had to hook up with my mom? I had to hook up with your mom. Would you do it?
Well, no. Because my mom is still young and agile.
My mom, from
your
the
mom
waist
is an
down,
81-year-old
from
Korean
the waist
lady.
Down, bro. Look, can I just say this?
Show
right?
Show me a nude.
I will, but
show
in a second,
nudes.
Hold on. This is because they do this as a test. The mm-hmm. doctors, right? Her vagina
no.
is fresher than Elaine Chao's. Elaine Chao's, it's better.
No chance.
It's better than
81.
81. Okay. How old is your mom?
In her 60s.
Pretty good.
Big difference.
I know. But still,
we could swap maybe my grandma or something. Like
no, no,
that.
No,
that's
no,
closer.
No.
In my
no,
grandmother's is closer than age.
We're swapping moms.
My grandmother's 91. Should we call her and see if she's around?
Yeah, call her.
She's the best. My grandmother's literally great. But it's not late. What am I saying? I didn't even know what time it was. All right, she probably won't answer. But
I'm
be nice. Seriously, don't say anything fucked up. Don't say anything fucked up. I'll be mad as fuck.
I don't know what fucked up is. I don't know what fucked up is.
The same way I treated your mom. Very nice.
Okay. What's her name? Aunt B?
We call her Nana.
I'm going to call Aunt B.
Hello?
Hey, Nana. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you, my boy?
Good, babe. I'm on my podcast right now. You're on my podcast right now with me and Bobby Lee, the little fat Korean guy. You remember him? I showed you pictures of him.
Yes, I do.
Here I am. Hi, I'm the fat Korean guy. Hi.
Nana, remember... Nana, remember when Poppy was in the Korean War?
Yeah.
Yep, he was fighting these scumbags that I'm sitting next to right now.
Yeah, I'm a little too young to. I wasn't in the Korean War, and
he was hiding in a washroom someplace.
But Nana, also the Americans fought with the Koreans.
That's right.
So we're the same team.
We were friends.
Yeah.
Nana, what are you doing right now?
Not a thing, honey. Not a thing.
You're hanging around the house.
Yeah, I'm hanging.
All right. Well, we just wanted to call and say hi, and I love you. I'm coming back in a month to come say hi. I'm going to go do something for a promo. I'm going to come see you. We'll go back out to lunch.
Oh, honey, I love that. I love it that you're so thoughtful and good to me.
Oh, well, I love you to death, babe. You're the best.
Yes, I can tell by something. You're so good to me.
Well,
I love you.
Well, I love you, Toots. I'll call you later. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
Nice to meet
bye,
you.
Honey.
Say bye to Bobby, Nana.
Bye-bye, Nana.
Bye bye.
Bye, babe. Love you.
Bye. Love you both.
Aww. Love you, babe. Bye.
Bye bye, honey.
She's the greatest. 91, dude.
Bro.
She does love you.
You made, almost made me cry just now.
Did you hear the joke that she made?
I know, but she's so sweet.
So sweet.
And she loves you so much, and that was such a nice thing. That was like really sweet. Oh,
Bob.
I don't know, that just hit me fucking hard. I don't know why. She's so fucking pure and
I like
joy.
When you get emotional.
And so full of joy, and you're a piece of shit. You really are. You're like one of the worst humans I've ever fucking met, and still another human being likes evil. No, dude, when a whole human being is so good in their nature that they see a piece of shit and an evil piece of shit and they go, I love that, right? And it's like, you shouldn't love it, you know what I mean? Because it's not lovable. It's not a lovable thing. It's not a lovable thing.
This is the best acting you've ever done.
This is really good. That woman.
She's the best.
Is the best, man.
I love her to
death.
Wow,
you're a piece of shit, dude.
Did you hear what the joke she made?
And I can't understand why she loves you, but it's fucking amazing. It gave me so much confidence in the human condition, dude.
I'm a lovely person.
No, you're not. You're a fucking awful human being.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
But fuck, man.
Thanks,
that
babe.
That was pure, dude, babe.
MeUndies! What are we wearing right now?
I wear undies, MeUndies right now.
What am I wearing right
Everywhere
now?
Everywhere I go.
MeUndies.
You're
right
wearing
now.
It too. I'm wearing it too. And it makes us really close.
And you know what?
What?
Right now I've got my little pizzas on.
Yeah,
pizza pies.
I have my little porcupines. And the thing is that when I know you're wearing your MeUndies,
yeah.
And I'm wearing my, no matter where you are in the country, I can feel it.
When I put
like
it on.
Like we're twins.
It's like, woo,
and you get hurt? Yeah.
I feel it. MeUndies is great. You guys know what MeUndies is. We've talked about it a lot. If you're gifting, underwear for Valentine's Day is coming up. Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Gifting matching underwear for you and your significant other. Now we're talking. Express your one-of-a-kind relationship when you match your bottom half to your better half in a fun limited edition prints. And if you're single, mingle in matching pairs.
Yeah.
Me and Bobby like to do matching pairs. It makes us feel cutesy-pootsy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like it. You can even get dog hoodies or buddy bands to match your four-legged BFF.
They also have super cut and super soft undies, socks.
So
bralettes.
Yeah, bralettes.
I call them bralettes.
Yeah, and
loungewear. And more available in sizes
extra small
to
4XL. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners for a limited time. Get 25% off your first order of matching pairs for Valentine's Day. As a first-time purchaser, you can also get 15% off and free shipping right to your door.
Yeah. Go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's
MeUndies.com/badfriends.
To get 25% off matching pairs, 50% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Bespoke Post
with the box of awesome coming at you.
Bro.
What did I get?
Don't yell at me.
I got a knife.
I'm going to yell at you, man.
I got a travel bag.
Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff, man. You got that thing where you sharpen the knife.
What do you call it? What, a Nerf
sharp? Pummel.
Pummel stone?
I think. The winter is here, guys. Upgrade your daily routine with Bespoke Post and their new seasonal lineup of must-have Box of Awesome collections.
Here's the deal. The Box of Awesome, we've talked about on the show.
Yeah.
You basically go online. You take this little quiz at boxofawesome.com, boxofawesome.com.
Yeah.
And your answers are going to help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. Okay? It's free to sign up.
They know everything.
You skip a month or cancel at any time.
Yeah.
Each box costs $45. It has over how much?
Oh my God, $70 worth of gear. Can I say something
so
too? Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small, up-and-coming brand.
That's huge, man.
That's baby stuff. That's good stuff.
That is baby stuff, baby. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com. Bad friends for 20% off your first box.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com. Code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your first box.
Great.
Your grandmother.
I took her out to lunch.
Is that your mother's side?
It's my mom's mom.
You can tell.
It's the only one I got left.
Oh.
Because my dad's dad died a year in the middle of COVID. Not from COVID. He died because he was just old. You know what's crazy? I called him on his birthday like the week before he died, and he sounded amazing. It was wild.
Oh.
It stinks because when they get older like that, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
That's why every time I go home, I make sure I see her as much as I can. We went out to lunch, and she was funny as shit. She was like, she's tiny, dude. She's this big. And I was like.
Perfect guy for me. I mean, let's be honest. Perfect guy for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, okay. No, let's talk about it.
No.
We're not talking
How big
about
is your mom?
4'8".
Perfect.
Perfect 5 for you, too.
Little backpack for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
jump on my back. Yeah. I got a little legs right here.
Backpack?
Spin her around.
Your grandma? Front pack. I have a front pack with
Fanny
her.
Pack.
Her face is right here, dude.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I do jabs.
No.
I do tongue jabs for her face. Yeah. I'll do tongue jabs.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I want to meet. I get to meet your mom first.
I get to meet your grandma.
Well, I'm going to January.
I'm going to wherever your grandma lives.
Come to Chicago.
In the forest.
I dare you to come to Chicago.
What do you mean dare? I go there all the time.
You won't come with me just to go meet my family.
But I'll go. I'll be there. I would. You know what, dude? I would take at this point in our relationship.
You'd come
with all our fights and all our bullshit
and our love.
I would love you. I would totally go. I would totally go.
Well, I'm playing the Chicago Theater in February. You should come in February.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
No.
Just come.
I have so much dates myself. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you're going back to Hungary.
Yeah.
You're going back. You want to talk about that? You're shooting your movie. You got to go all the way back to Hungary to shoot a half of a scene.
Well, yeah. Well, the movie I did last year, they need reshoots. Yeah. I'm excited.
Why?
Because.
To see the celebrities. You are excited to see the celebrities.
That's so gross to say it like that.
That's exactly who you are.
No, I'm not. No, fuck you, dude.
Yes, you are.
No.
Let's take a vote. Is he excited to go back for the see the celebrities? Raise your hand if it's a yes. Rudy, yes. That's 2-3. The 4-0. 4-1. You're so excited.
Or can you say it like this? I'm ready to go back to see my people.
You know what Bobby said to me when we were sitting in the rafters of the Improv? This is verbatim, okay?
No,
I'm Bobby.
Don't lie, though.
I'm Bobby.
Okay.
We're sitting next to
each
other.
Don't lie, though.
I'm not.
Okay.
We're sitting next to each other, and he goes like this. Look at this up here. This is awesome. I said, yeah, it is great. And he goes, I like being in places where other people can't get to. I was like, exclusive places? He goes, exclusive places. You loved it. You go up these
it's
stairs.
So
and you go, they can't. You go, they can't get
you
up
would
here.
Lie.
They go, you go, they can't
out of
get
your
up here.
Fucking
you,
teeth.
What did you say?
You fucking
say what
weasel.
You said. Say what you said.
You fucking dipshit.
What? Say what you said.
Verbatim.
Verbatim?
How do you say it?
Verbatim?
Verbatim.
Verbatim?
Verbatim.
From now on, it's called verbatim.
Verbatim. All right? This is what I said.
Then repeat to me verbatim what you
pervadum?
Said to me upstairs.
Verbatimly? I'm going to tell you what I said, all right?
Verbatimly.
I go, I think I opened up by saying, young chap. I said young chap.
No, you didn't.
Yes, okay. I did.
This is verbatim.
Verbatim, dude.
All right.
Young chap,
mm-hmm.
right? It's nice up here, I said.
I agreed.
And I said, I wish, right, everyone.
Oh, fuck off.
I did. I wish everyone can be up here
nobody
with us
believes
now.
You.
Yes.
Literally nobody believes you.
I didn't fucking say that. Fucking tell the audience I didn't say that. That's so gross.
Do you think after all these years they don't know who you really are? These people know what you're, these people know you love
I
exclusivity.
I said it. I said it. And I, but I said it.
Rudy, thinking, does it sound like something he would say?
Yeah. 100%.
I said it thinking that you weren't going to say anything about it.
We talk. You talk like this all the time. You talk like this on the show about exclusivity. You love it. You love to go to hotels where people can't get to you a little bit. You love the little fancy. You love being fancy. You're fancy. You're fancier than fancy.
Bro, you're fancy as well. You know it.
You're the most fancy
no,
guy.
No, no,
you're
no,
the
no.
most fancy guy.
You're so much more fancier than me, dude.
You love Golden Goose shoes. You love like a little
dude,
fancy
you love
things.
High-tech fucking golf bags.
High-tech golf bags
yeah.
I buy?
Yeah.
Which one did I buy?
I look at your golf bags and they're high-tech.
Where
they're
are my golf
future.
Bags? You've never seen my golf
cars. Yes, I have. From the back of your nice, fancy cars. Let's look at our cars. What kind of... We're not going to talk about our cars, but your car, right, is a brand new, right?
It is. I just got
and
a new car.
And it's one of those fancy six... Six
Six what?
Figures.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
a figure,
not.
I guarantee it.
It's a fucking Nissan Cube. You can look it up. It's 40
it's
grand.
It's a six-figure fucking car.
There's
it's not
no
a cube,
chance.
It's not a cube. Now, regardless of what it is, now look at my car. That should be enough.
You don't care about cars.
I don't care about
I'm
any
upset.
Of it.
You.
I don't care about any of it.
You're telling me you don't like fancy shit?
No.
Are you fucking telling me you don't like fancy shit?
I don't like fancy shit.
Rudy, fucking pipe up.
He loves all the fancy things and he buys everything every day. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I buy.
Now let her finish. You start, you talk it up. Sit up straight and fucking let him have it. Tell me the stuff he buys, the fancy shit he's into. Give it to him, Rude.
He buys so many shoes, but he doesn't wear it.
Oof.
Mm.
He buys clothes, and I only see him wear one time.
One time. All brand name, by the way. Yeah. Fancy brands.
He buys beanies.
Lots of fancy beanies. Lots of perfume.
A lot of food.
Food you need, though. That one I can't combat. Mm.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Jackets.
Jackets, yeah.
Fancy jackets. He had a leather jacket last night. A fancy leather jacket.
Fancy leather jacket. It's funny. I do that. I do. I use my money for ridiculous things.
Yeah.
But I also use my money for things like paying for things that people in the house need.
I agree with this.
Like someone that's not even blood related. Imagine somebody.
Is there a non-blood person in your house?
Imagine somebody not blood related.
Wait, someone that's not related to your family lives in your home?
Lives in my home.
Rent free.
Rent free.
Food payment free?
Food free.
Right. Cell phone?
Be honest with me. Do I ever say, you want shoes? We're at the mall.
Yeah, you ask.
Yeah, yeah. Just looking at somebody that's not blood related.
Not blood.
To lock eyes with them goes, hey, man, get whatever you want.
Does he say that to you? Whatever you want?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you want to take back some of the fucking bullshit you just said?
No. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying there's two sides to every coin.
But the truth is you're fancy as fuck. Stop pretending you're not fancy.
Can you admit you're fancy and we can both be fancy?
Let's ask the guys. Let's ask the boys then.
Yeah, Pete.
Yeah.
Ugh. Andres.
No, I mean, what? He's asleep.
What did I say?
Pete again. I was Pete. Ready?
Yeah. Pete. Yeah, that's what he did. That's exactly what he did.
I was moving the mic towards my face.
No, go ahead, Fance. Yeah. Fance. Go ahead and you give
Would you say we're both fancy?
Yes.
Thank you. That's it.
They can't even hear that. You're not even on the mic.
He just said it. He just said yes.
Nobody hears it.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're both fancy.
Like, yeah, but
in different ways.
Yeah.
We're fancy in different ways. You like high-tech golf bags.
I don't even own a high-tech golf. I don't even know what that
is. Cars. I know.
I like nice cars. That's
and
the one
you like
thing
nice
I love.
Cars. I've been to your house. Your house is like a fucking showroom.
Well, that's because we're trying to sell it.
It's clean. A furniture showroom.
What'd you say?
He's just clean.
He's clean?
I am very clean. And
you have nice things.
I am very clean.
And you have nice things as well.
I'm actually souping up my car next to your house. I told you. I was literally
I know you
across
do.
The street
yeah,
from you.
That, oh, yeah. That's another thing. That's ridiculous. So you already have an expensive car.
It's not no. It's not that expensive. It's a,
and then what are you going to do extra to it?
I'm doing a thing. Tom Segura actually.
No, what? Tom
Segura, your buddy Tom.
Fuck Tom. What are you doing extra with your car?
Tom's the one that introduced me to these
guys. What are you doing extra with your car? This is a good point.
I'm adding.
You're adding what?
I'm adding about 250 horsepower to the engine.
Right now.
Yeah.
When I buy a car,
people that love cars.
When I buy a car, right? I go when I look at the fucking, you know, how fast it goes, and right, I just accept what's on the thing.
You don't look at
it
that.
It goes to 80 or 100. That's the limit. Not fuck face. You're so fancy. You're like, you know what? No, fuck it. I want to go extra 100.
No,
for no reason. I'm never going to be able to use it.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's based on your ego.
No.
And it's extra fancy
That's
shit
ego.
That we all don't need in our lives.
I
man.
Like fast cars.
So listen, everybody. Right?
Anybody
A
who
lot
likes
of
fast
you
cars
struggling
knows.
With food, paying rent. Right, you have a family member that's sick that they need right, and you can't get the funds. This fuck,
mm-hmm.
He's putting more horsepower into his engine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fancy.
Okay, but that
we're
is
both a, fancy.
What does that have to do with people dying?
I just want to make the point.
That I, what
so,
I can't.
So you
I can't,
die. You die knowing that
any okay, fan out right. there that likes cars will understand exactly why. I've never in my life. Let me tell you something. My first car, Hyundai Sonata,
beautiful
right?
car.
Started at the bottom. All right?
Beautiful car.
No, it's a fine car, I'm saying. Yeah. I started there, just like any average person. I was paying $189 a month.
Yeah.
I was working hard to keep that car.
Okay.
For the first time in my life, I bought a car. I got to actually buy it. Didn't just lease it or rent it. Okay? I want to make it as nice as it can because I bought it. I got to buy a car. And guys that like cars know you can do a stage one or stage two turn up and they take the fucking turbo, they send it to Germany, and Germany blesses it. They say, God bless this engine.
Yeah.
Germany takes it, literally, and they go, okay, we have your turbo, and we're going to make it to fancy, and then there is the turbo. And then they send it back to
right.
me, and I put it back. They put it back in my car, and my car, it gets even more juice power, and it's sexy, and I like that. It's not for other people,
and
it's
I
for
feel
me.
I feel the same way about my shoes.
And that's okay.
Okay.
And that's okay.
I feel the same. Okay, thank you.
And that's okay.
I feel the same way about my shoes.
And that's okay.
Okay, good.
And that's okay.
Okay. Don't roll your eyes.
Let me see your eye roll. Do it again to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I hate
it.
Right in the corner.
Yeah.
You don't like when people eye roll.
I don't like eye rolls.
What do you think it is?
It's like Get out of here, gook.
That's not what that says.
I know, but in my head, it does.
You can't really roll your eyes, can you?
Let me see if I can.
You're looking up.
Did I roll my eyes?
It looked like you just looked up for a second.
That's a good one, right?
You look like the emoji. Why do you think you're getting so cocky and snappy back with Bob?
Because he lets me.
No, right. You're letting her get away with it.
I want her to be...
You got to discipline this kid, dude.
No. I think she's getting more confident. Here's why I don't say anything. Because the shy girl that moved in 2 years ago couldn't even lock eyes with anybody. An American.
I agree.
Because she was so intimidated by being in this country, right? And now she's locking eyes with people and she's fighting back. And I like that.
When we first met, she was so much more shy to me.
I was scared of you.
Yeah. Are you scared now?
No.
No.
Not at all, right? Because he's been in bad moods and you haven't been scared. Mm. Like earlier today.
But I'm so sweet with her. I am very sweet to you.
Can we talk about your mood now when we first started the podcast before? What was that all about? Because I feel like we're in a different space now.
Get it! Fuck! Give me the fucking phones! Give me the fucking phone! Give me the phone! Fuck! Right. So fucking mad! Fuck! Okay, all right. Fuck me, dude! It's your fucking Venmo! Fuck me! Look! God damn it!
What?
You go to fucking pay.
Yeah.
You go to fucking pay.
Yeah.
You go to fucking scan.
Yeah.
And you scan the fucking code. Yeah.
In the beginning, I swear to God, when you were screaming, I was like, I don't know.
Well,
if
you
I can couldn't. Do this
right you
now.
Didn't. You just couldn't figure out Venmo.
It doesn't matter. It's like
not that
the way
hard.
To. I know for you to
it's
react.
It's not that fucking hard.
It's for you to react that way. For even though it wasn't that hard,
because you're
is
not
ridiculous.
You're not dumb. Are you dumb?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm fucking dumb.
Well, fuck. It's hard sometimes
I
to
decide,
be...
I decide, don't scream.
When you're so dumb, sometimes it's hard for me to be around it.
All right, well, duh. That's me. Okay. What's this portion of the show?
This is... Well,
Rudy's going to do
this
what?
Go ahead, Andres, explain what you got.
We have a really good scene for Jules. It's Jules on Pulp Fiction.
This is Jules from Pulp Fiction and you're Jules from Bad Friends. That's pretty great. Let's hear Jules. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, but I forgot about it.
Great.
Yeah. I'll give you $5,000 right now if you tell me who the black kid in the corner, the actor.
Phil, I know you're nervous because you know I know his first name.
Yeah, I'm so scared right now.
You're scared.
Holy fuck.
I know it.
No, don't say anything. You got to get it.
His name is Phil. I mean, you know I know him. You know I do know him.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you the money unless you tell me the name. Yeah.
Because he was on Mad.
Yeah, I worked with him.
I know. And people don't know that because it doesn't really look like him in this movie.
It doesn't, no.
The first letter is an H of his last name? No. What's the first letter?
I'm not going to, because it's a lot of money. I'm not going to tell you anything. Please.
This stinks.
Okay, anyway, I'll just tell you, Phil Lamar.
I knew it.
I know. You don't get the money. Go ahead. So what are we going to do now? You have the dialogue and we can read it? I want to play the kid.
Did you just shift and fart? Is that what you just did? My God. Can I tell you something about that scene?
What?
It's so loud. How he's yelling at that kid.
And the gunshots?
The cops would be there immediately.
Yeah.
Imagine being in the apartment next door just playing video games.
Yeah.
And you hear like, why did you run? What does he look like?
Right.
You'd be like, pop. What the fuck's going on over there, dude?
Yeah.
Like, it's an apartment fucking complex in Santa Monica. Everyone would have heard them yelling at him for the fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah. When...
You're like, you guys, I'm playing a game over here. You guys, what the fuck is happening? Like, for sure, people would have knocked on their door.
Yeah, when Donald Trump won 2016
the
in my
best
apartment.
Best day of your life, you told me.
Yeah,
you called
day.
Me and you
oh,
go,
my,
dude,
I
we
cried
did it.
In joy. Yeah,
you
yeah.
go, we did it.
Yeah, and yeah. I went and bought fucking 50 flags. Right, because I like to sew. No, I like to sew outfits from the flags.
What kind of outfits?
American outfits. Pure American outfits.
American outfits. Yeah. When Donald Trump won in 2016.
So anyway, when he won, so you could hear crying, right? Like my neighbor's crying.
Oh, because you lived in Beechwood Canyon.
Right.
So that's who lives up there.
So I remember
bitches.
The next day. Don't please. The
Not
next day.
Not me, dude.
I
was in the valley. We were...
I know you were.
We're riding in our trucks.
Yeah, I know.
We did it, boys! Yeah. The whole city of Burbank.
Yeah.
So, can I finish my point?
Yeah.
Then I went down to Orange County.
So there's a lady crying, and I remember, like, the next day I went to my neighbor, and I go, you were crying. She goes, no, the cries for was from the other neighbor. So I was hearing the cries from two buildings down.
Holy shit.
So my point is that, and she was whimpering. She was kind of whimpering. I could hear it. Mm-hmm. So gunshots and a black guy screaming at the top of his lungs.
Hearing all of it.
That's what I call the police.
That would be such a funny scene if we remade this scene and just showed all the people that heard this scene that's taking place.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just a guy eating outside like, what the fuck is going on up there? It's so loud.
Yeah.
They're so fucking loud.
Or some
loud.
Guy, two kids playing Jenga. Jenga, right? And the loudest, it's so loud it fucking collapses.
What does he look like? What the fuck, man? All right, let's see you guys do the scene. You're obviously Brett.
I'm Brett, yeah.
And you're definitely the Jules.
Yeah, ready?
All right, let's do it. And you have to do it the same way he did it.
Yeah. Okay. Commitment.
Commitment, dude.
Scare me.
By the way, if you disrespect this role, that's one of the greatest actors of all time. You're shitting on.
Yeah.
Right? Brett doesn't matter. Nobody knows Brett.
No one knows Brett.
No, that's mean. Whoever Brett is,
we
I'm
love
sure
Brett.
He's
a great
dude.
Actor.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I've ever heard of? They speak English in.
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes, yes, yes!
Then you know what I'm saying!
Yes, 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 yes!
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like!
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Then why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch, Brett?
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him.
No!
But Marcellus Wallace don't like to be fucked by anybody except Mrs. Wallace. You read the Bible, Brett?
Yes.
Here we go. This is a good one to get through.
Commit. High energy commit.
I'm Vincent, by the way.
You're doing great.
I gotta be.
You're doing great.
I'm just holding a gun.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keepers and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Very good, Jules. Good
Very
God.
Good, Jules.
I'm sweating.
Very good, Jules.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I didn't know it was that long, that line.
It's a long line.
When you think back, you're like, in the vengeance, and you know that part, but all the other stuff.
That's a long line. It's a hard line to say.
It's a lot. It's so much. And then it makes you earn a new level of respect for Samuel L. Jackson. He had to do that, and the timing was so good, and the inflection, because when he goes,
my God.
Furious anger, the way he does that.
Yeah.
You know, Fancy doesn't like him as an actor, by the way.
Why?
Fancy says he's not that good.
Samuel L. Jackson is one of the best.
Yeah, I like him.
No, you don't. I like him. By the way, your character, Brett, because I wanted to not disrespect this guy, gentleman named Frank Whaley. Shout out to Frank Whaley. Probably one of the best roles. Oh my God, he's working like a motherfucker. He has 122 titles on here.
Yeah, I've seen him in a million things.
I don't really recognize him that much.
I think he was with Swimming with Sharks. Do you ever see that movie?
The movies he's got listed on here are Pulp Fiction, Broken Arrow, The Doors, Vacancy. I mean, he's done a fuckload of stuff.
Swimming with Sharks. Kevin Spacey, Frank Whaley.
Wow.
You ever see Swimming with Sharks?
No.
Oh my God, you have to watch this fucking movie.
Is it good or
oh
is it
my
bad?
God, it's so Kevin Spacey, right?
Mm-hmm.
He plays a real like executive, like he's based on I don't know what executive it is.
Sharks.
Running this
Oh right, I remember.
Network, right? Yeah. Or I think it's a network production company. And he is so nasty in it.
Kevin Spacey is.
Yeah, Frank Whaley
loses it.
Is just like this meek assistant to this like executive,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
mogul.
Yeah.
And he fucking goes crazy. But you know who is also in it is my favorite Mexican. What's his name?
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio
del Toro.
What is this?
What is this?
see how much you guys know about One Direction.
About One Direction? Oh, what is this? Fill in the blank. Oh, this is like finish the lyric? Yeah. You don't know. Oh, oh. You don't know. You're a hoe.
No, you know, it can't be a-ho. It would just be what? It's one word, right?
You don't know. Oh, oh. You you're... don't know. You're a hoe. What? How is that
wrong? Is it two words or is it?
Just one.
It's whatever
just
one you want it to
no,
be.
No, it's not. It's got to be one word.
It's whatever I want it to be.
It's not because we're trying to guess what One Direction's lyric is.
You don't know.
No, oh, oh. You don't know. Superstar.
Your superstar?
Yeah, that doesn't make any
you're
sense.
Wait,
superstar.
Wait, I'll sing it.
All right, go ahead.
No, well, let us guess and then
yeah,
you can
know
do...
it. Yeah.
So let us each get a couple guesses.
I know what it is. You don't know, oh. You don't know, you're confused.
Confused?
Yeah.
All right. You don't know, oh. You don't know, you're mentally slow. Is that it? No?
You can't put an A in it.
Mentally slow.
Words.
I said mentally slow.
You said a mentally slow.
No, I said you don't know, you're mentally slow.
That's good.
Okay.
You're mentally. It's one word. So you're mentally. That's it.
Mentally slow.
No, slow. That's two words.
Well, oh, it's got to rhyme with oh.
Oh, it does?
Well,
you don't know, oh. You don't know, you're oh.
Oh, it could be. You know what?
Like, it could be oh.
It could be oh. Or it could be, you don't know, oh, oh. You don't know, you're slow. You
that's
don't
it.
Know
you're
slow.
What is the right one?
You don't know, oh, oh.
You don't know you're beautiful. It's the tone. I just didn't know the... But I did know the song. Did you notice
it
I knew
it? Was the tone?
Yeah.
I didn't know. It was the tone. All right.
Did I not guess it as you said it? I did. Yeah. All right, go to the next one. The story of my life, I take her home. I blank all night to keep her warm and time is frozen. Woo.
All right. The story of my life, I take her home.
Right.
I call all night to keep her warm and tight is frozen.
Tight is frozen. Time is frozen?
Oh, tight. Oh, time. Okay. I can't read his glory. Let me start over. The story of my life, I take her home. I confused. I'd be confused again. I confused all night long to keep her warm, and time is frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. I already know it.
Oh, do it.
I actually don't know what
do
it is because I know that I knew it.
Yeah.
Story of my life, I take her home. I fuck her face all night to keep her warm.
That's it. I think that's it. I heard the radio.
Fuck her
fuck
face.
Your face. Fuck her face. Yeah.
Is that it?
No.
But I do know that. But she knows I know the tone. The story of my life, I take her home. I fuck all night to keep her warm. And time is frozen. What is it? It's not fuck all night?
Drive.
Drive?
I take her home. I drive all night.
Dude, these guys need to get better lyrics.
Yeah.
I drive all night? What the fuck? All right, go ahead. What's the next one?
Oh, Bobby, I there's a theme. It's about driving.
Yeah.
All these motors. Because it's, let's go with the theme, right? Is that what it is?
All these motors.
All these motorheads.
They
can't blind me with your love. Nobody can drag me down.
They can't blind me. All these lights.
Oh, that's it.
Is it lights?
All these lights. It's got to be lights.
I forgot what.
Yes.
It's lights?
It's lights.
Fuck yeah, we got one. All right, what's the next one, Bob?
Okay, now lights is a theme.
And we blank all night all to the best.
And we beam.
We beam all night to the best song
and
ever.
We beam all night to the best song ever.
Now I can't remember. Is he losing his
what
memory?
What is it?
And we dance all
dance. Fuck.
Fuck.
Why would it be beam?
Why wouldn't it be beam? I like beam better than dance.
I do. I want to be more beam.
Well, dance is cheap. Beam makes sense.
Dancing is easier. Becoming
simple.
Beam is harder.
Beaming all night?
To turn into light. Right.
To beam all night.
And to beam all night is better than
any
dancing.
Any idiot can dance all fucking night.
Oh, yeah, fuck dancing.
Fuck dancing.
I beam.
But if you like causing up in hotel rooms and you like having secret little rendezvous. These could be Taylor Swift lyrics.
Yeah.
But if you like causing chaos up in what? If you like causing...
Ruckus. If you're causing...
If you like causing...
Mayhem up in hotel... If you're causing... Causes no. I don't make it
if you like causing
fucked up.
If you like causing trouble in hotel room, is it trouble?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Oh my, I'm bad at this.
Two for two. All right, here's the last one, Bob. Yeah. You get to do the last one. This is it.
Tonight, let's get some. And we're old while we're young.
And we're old while we're young.
Yeah.
Tonight, let's get some. And we're old while we're young. No, I
we're
don't
younger
think that's it.
While we're younger.
And we're younger while we're
and
young.
We're younger while we're young.
That makes a lot of sense.
Tonight, let's get some and younger while we're young.
And younger while we're younger while we're young.
And we're younger. No, that's
is that not it?
No.
Tonight, let's get some. and live while we're young.
Live?
That's so easy, dude.
Boo.
Me and you should write fucking music.
Lazy.
Lazy.
Fucking lazy, dude.
And you know what?
Yeah.
These guys are so rich.
I know. We
for
should,
writing this
I think
stuff.
We're, yeah, we fucked up.
That's okay. We can do our own little band in the future.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
I love you.
I love you.
Hey, welcome to 2022.
Hello.
Thank you
for being a bad friend. I'm going to tell you this right now, Jules, okay?
Okay.
And this is real, what I'm about to say to you, okay? What? This is not a joke. You want to date a guy who you know in your head will get along with everyone else in your life.
But I'm not dating
I'm just
him.
Saying that don't see anybody unless you meet somebody that you're willing to share. So we can meet the person.
No, it's too
bad. Why?
Because I'm scared.
What are you scared about? This is what I want to get at.
Love.
No, because of you guys. You're just going to embarrass me.
No, we're not.
If he's a decent guy.
If he's a great guy, we'll be along for the ride.
Like if he showed up.
Yeah, if you were dating Samuel L. Jackson,
like,
I'd be stoked.
Your boyfriend, Samuel Jackson?
Love that guy.
Love that guy.